Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Now, yesterday morning, we were talking about farmers up in County Kildare blockading Aldi, blockading the distribution site in Aldi, and the very clear message was given that Cork could be next. And we learned early this morning that Cork indeed has been next. There was some fear and trepidation last night, I think, that the farmers might move into the city and blockade one of the Musgrave's distribution centres. They haven't. They've gone to the big one, which I mentioned yesterday, the big one, the Lidl one, out there near Charleville. If you've ever driven on that road in the dead of night, in the dark of night, you'll realise just how huge an operation it is. This morning, the farmers moved in with tractors and trucks and trailers to block all operations at the Lidl outlet there, or the Lidl distribution centre near Charleville. John Collin is the IFA Munster chairman and joins me. John, good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
The reasons for this are what?
Beef price is the main reason. Beef farmers have lost 5 million euros a week over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and we can't continue doing that. We need to have the retailers understand the difficulties that farmers have no margin in the beef. We need to bring them around the table to sit with the processors and with the minister to make sure the farmers are going to get a return for what we're doing.
But are those discussions not already underway since the last protests were ended?
There's no retailers in those discussions. They have to get in there.
But why does that make a difference? Sorry, no, you're talking to a city slicker here. Why does it make a difference?
It makes a difference for the simple reason that you have the retailers and the processors all have a margin out of the beef industry. Farmers have no margin at present. And what we've seen in the beef task force since it has sat, Bord Bia have come out with their beef price tracker, which is showing that the prices across Europe have increased over the last number of weeks, and Irish prices have increased by nothing. And that can't continue.
But is it not the case that the Irish prices are set to increase in the next week or so anyway?
We've been told that for the last 3 weeks, and it still hasn't happened. So, we can't continue waiting for people to say price is going to increase without seeing the results of it.
Are you looking for a specific percentage or just a guarantee that it will happen?
We're looking for a guarantee to get the full market return to Irish farmers.
Now, again, for a city boy, what would the difference be in terms of euros and cents? What's the difference to among your members?
Between the Irish price and the UK price, and you must remember, we export 50% of our beef into the UK market. That UK market is returning almost 50 cent a kilo more to farmers than the Irish price is. So, I mean, at a 370 or 80 kilo animal, it's 160 euros a head.
Right. So that's a considerable loss to be taken.
That's where the problem is, Peter. That puts it into
blunt figures. Yeah. So on every beast, effectively, a farmer is losing 160 odd euro at the moment. All right.
Yes.
Okay. That makes it very simple. Now, do you really think that blocking up the retailers' trade today will make them buckle?
Yes, it'll have to make them buckle up for the simple reason that there is no transparency whatsoever in the food chain when it comes to the retailer and the processor. Whereas the farmer, everybody knows exactly what the farmer is getting and exactly what it's costing the farmer to produce beef. Nobody knows what the retailer is getting and nobody knows what the processor is.
But are you trying to tell the retailer what price they can sell their produce at?
No, it's about the margin that they're taking in between. That's where the difficulty is. And, the processors or the retailers use farmers to sell our products. You see the green image and the grass-produced beef that we are selling. It's being promoted by the processors. Mm. Yet at the same time, we farmers can't continue producing it.
I was listening to a spokesperson for a major retailer this morning saying that a 12-hour blockade like this is inconvenient. But if you go for 24 hours, it becomes a serious problem. Could you do that?
Absolutely, we should, because I think, look, what we're trying to tell the retailers is now is the time for them to wake up and realise that we can't continue where we are if they're not prepared to move with the industry, sit down around the table and talk and return a viable price to farmers.
So are you prepared to stay around the clock?
If we have to, we will. We're prepared to do anything. At this stage, farmers back us to the wall. We have no income. I mean, look, Christmas is coming and Boothby farmers can't afford Christmas at the moment. You look at the average farm income in Ireland last year was 23,000. Beef farmers' income was less than 8,000.
But you have other jobs as well. I mean, beef would only be part of your income, isn't that right?
Some farmers have other jobs, an awful lot of farmers don't. But, you know, an awful lot of farmers are full-time farmers with very low incomes.
What's the mood like on the front lines of this? I mean, could it turn nasty?
Look, in IFA, we deal with facts, PJ.
Yeah.
We know what's needed out of the market. We will do anything we can to get that back out of the market. And
anything you can is a broad statement, but
we don't want to see anything turning nasty. But you must remember where farmers are at this stage, and until the industry realises how serious it is at farm level.
So this could be upgraded further?
Anything can happen when it comes to farmer protests, as you know.
Like, would you be worried about violence?
No. We're not in for violence. We're in for effective protest.
Yeah, but you can only speak for your members, and we know, John, that there was a time when it was all IFA and ICMSA, but what we also know now is that there's any number of smaller groups, splinter groups, who can't be relied on to do what they're told sometimes. So this could turn nasty.
And part of IFA, PJ, we in IFA do our business IFA way.
So would you walk away if it turned nasty?
I don't envisage it turning nasty. We don't want to see that happening.
Nobody wants to see it happening,
no.
But with there being such a split in the ranks these days, John?
Look, I don't believe it will turn nasty. We will have effective protesting in IFA.
Would you draw back if it did?
We'd have to wait and see what the situation is. We wouldn't be for that sort of protest.
You wouldn't be for that sort of protest. All right. So it's Charleville today. Will it be somewhere else tomorrow? Or are you going to stop for the weekend or what?
We haven't decided that today. We'd be hoping there might be a response from the industry this weekend. We will see where it goes.
Can I read you a statement from Lidl? We asked for a statement this morning.
Yeah.
They said, at Lidl, we appreciate the importance of regular and transparent communication with farming representatives, and we understand the difficulties faced by many farmers. As recently as last week, Lidl management had constructive discussions with members of both the BPM, I don't know what that means, or the beef producers, and the IFA. We also know our customers are hugely appreciative of quality Irish produce. For this reason, we're supportive of the work of the Beef Task Force and hope they can make positive progress rapidly in the interest of all parties. Did you have meetings last week with Lidl?
I personally didn't have any meetings with Lidl, but if Lidl are interested in the Beef Task Force doing its business, they should be inside that, in that task force around the table.
Were they invited into it?
Yes, we've looked for them from day one.
No, you've looked for them, fair enough, but yes. Were they invited in by, say, the minister?
Well, I can't speak for the minister, but I mean, as an organisation, we've invited them in and they've declined that.
Hmm. So they did decline to come into the talks?
Well, I don't know whether they declined. They're not in there.
Yeah.
They should be in there. It's up
whose
to them
job
to
is
there.
It to ensure they're in there? Is it the minister's?
So maybe the minister has a role to play there, and he should be inviting them in there. I would hope that as stakeholders that they would see it fit to be in there themselves anyway. But they should be offering their services to the beef stakeholder, to the beef task force, because they're critically important in the sector.
To be fair, I would have to say that there's a fair amount of support out there for what you're doing. In that, a lot of people say, well, you know what, they can mess with all of us, but they can't mess with the farmers. So there's an amount of public support out there for you at the moment. But if it should come to a point where, first of all, things were worried about turning nasty, which you say it won't, and I'll take your word for that. But if people were to be worried, were to think that there wouldn't be any meat on the shelf for Christmas, you'd lose your support very fast.
Well, I think there won't be meat on the shelf in Christmas next year, the way it's going for beef farmers. We won't be able to supply beef at the prices that we're getting. Yeah. And I think the consumer recognises that.
How come it's European retailers you're going after, though, the Aldi and the Lidls? I mean, we have Musgraves here, we have Dunn's here. Why aren't you going after them?
We'll be after all retailers if this has to continue.
Yeah, but it just so happens to be the German nationals you went for first.
Well, we started yesterday, and so that's only 2 days. There's a lot of days left in the week.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, why did you choose them first?
No reason.
No reason. Like Musgrave's is a colossal operation, and you know that. And they were the ones who more or less pioneered central distribution. Dunn's have a massive central distribution centre as well up the country. I mean, if the problem is at home, you should start at home, shouldn't you?
Well, look, the problem is with retailers, and we export 90% of our beef. We use the retailers all across Europe.
I'm just trying to pin down why you went for the...
No reason. It's not just an Irish issue. This is a European issue as well. So, I mean, Lidl and Aldi are European retailers.
Yeah. No, it just struck me that there are very major native retailers, to use a different word.
We've decided to do one retailer a day, and there's only 2 days gone. Yes, there's only two retailers done.
So, could it be Musgrave's tomorrow? Could it be Dunn's tomorrow?
It could be anyone.
But unless there's... Now, who needs to put the hand up and move today to prevent it being somebody else tomorrow?
It's between the retailers and the processing industry to ensure that there's a price paid to farmers.
Yeah, but there's got
to
be someone who steps up and says...
Yeah, like, well,
I mean, you're in Michael Creed's constituency up there, if my geography is right. Is it up to him to come and see you?
Well, the minister has a role to play in contacting the retailers and having them around the table in the beef task force.
So, are you saying to me this morning, and this is important, are you calling John Colin? Are you calling on the minister right now to intervene here?
We've called on the minister to intervene here for the last number of months.
With the retailers?
And to have the retailers in the beef task force.
Okay. So you want them brought into the task force?
We want them in the task force straight away.
Right. Okay. All right. That's the question. Okay. By the way, here's the thing. For example, Tesco being the biggest one. Are you going after Tesco?
We will go after everybody if we have to. The reality here, PJ, is this is about beef price passed back to the farmer. And when you look at the price the farmer is getting today for his beef, which is 50 cent a kilo less than what's in the UK market.
Right. Well,
that's
where
the problem is.
The figure that you gave me, and I suppose for anybody trying to understand this who wouldn't understand the agriculture, for every beast a beef farmer is selling now, he or she is losing €160.
Yes, there's €160 of difference between an Irish steer heifer or heifer and a UK steer or heifer. If you were living in a border county, if you sold your animals across the border, you'd have €150 to €160 more.
That makes it even more easy to understand.
You know, so it's very easy. And the reality is, we can talk about who should be doing what, where, or when. The fact of the matter is that farmers are being shortchanged by an industry. Everybody else has their margin in the industry. The farmer has nothing in it.
All right. Okay, John, thank you very much. That's John Colin, the chairman of the Munster IFA. Not ruling out going anywhere else. They could be another one.
Cork's 96 FM.